Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. As really, everybody, let's stay strong. Let's stay safe. Let's stay home and get through this. We're all in it together. We've got a great doubleheader today. Lisa Lindau, real woman's champion. She's the creator of the revolutionary sports bra. She's the author of Unleash the Girls, and she'll be joining me. And then Dan Stein, he's a physical therapist specializing in working with people with physical disabilities. His group is called Special Strong. Then the sports doctor's in, and your emails. But first, I want to welcome Lisa Lindau to the sports doctor. Again, she revolutionized the world. Little did she know it, maybe at the time, 1973, with the sports bra. And she's really had so much to do with all the positives of feminism. Lisa, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bob. It is really great to be here.
Give us some background on you and the sports bra.
Well, I was really an unlikely candidate to be the one to invent the very first sports bra, because I was one of those girls that avoided gym class and didn't go out for the teams or any such. But I was, I like to swim in the ocean or climb the tree, but I got caught up in those 1970s in the fitness boom really started then. You know, all of a sudden we were told about the great side effects of being physically fit, which really, you know, no
oh, the running
touched.
Boom.
The running boom. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
and I got
kind of
caught
bounced.
Up.
Yes. Running boom.
I got caught up in that, and I loved running. I loved it, but not for competing. I loved it because it got me involved outside. And I loved being in nature, and my body, it became my friend again, and I became strong and powerful. I would come back from a run and be full of creative ideas and empowered again. And I loved running except for one thing. My breasts were really uncomfortable, and my straps on the terrible bra I was wearing kept falling off my shoulders, and I'd get chafed, and it was really the one drawback to a wonderful thing in my life. And so it started really as a joke, because my sister started running at the same time, of course, and she called me up and said, "What do you do about these bouncing boobs?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't have a good solution." And she said, "Why isn't there a jock strap for women?" Different part of the anatomy, yes. Same idea.
That's a that's a truly, truly biomechanical idea. absolutely. Before then, of course, one of the things that the women who ran were active always had in their pocket a tube of Vaseline because of all the chafing and the irritation, let alone the potential injury to the breast. If we were talking about really, that idea, right? The idea hit you, jockstrap and the brassiere. And so where'd you go from there?
Well, I didn't sew at all, but I had written down the ideas that this garment would have to do. And I was clear, this was not lingerie. This was athletic equipment, like my running shoes. And so I had a friend that really did sew, and we tried a few things, didn't work. What did work was two jock straps cut apart sewn back together, so the pouches became cups, the waistband became a rib band underneath my breasts, and the straps crossing back, and that worked.
I'm picturing it as you're saying that. We got to definitely get more into that. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go back 10 years and see the endless amount of topics and guests and from all over the world. Before that, I think we had reel-to-reel kind of backup on that. And you could go over to newspaper articles and magazines and read an endless array on the topics of sports parenting and the right running shoes and concussions. And one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, exploring the challenge. We have a lot of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. We publish a lot of great sports medicine information, health and fitness information at Sports Doc DOC Radio, talking with Lisa Lindahl and that creative idea in the 1970s. Again, as a runner, like you mentioned, running shoes, you would be looking at what you were creating with a much different eye if you weren't a fitness enthusiast at the time. And so all of a sudden this became a very, very big deal in an endless array of ways in women's everything, didn't it?
Yes, it really did. It influenced it had a ripple effect, not just through the garment industry, but really
you unleashed the girls.
You
unleashed the girls, truly, with this whole thing. I guess, and no wonder it's a great title to your new book. Because again, you talk about the relationship to business, the relationship to health and wellness, the relationship to women's rights, feminism. All of these things have become part of this whole symbol. That had to be a big time surprise to you.
Well, and also let's mention that the original jog bra is now in the Smithsonian's Museum of American History. That's how significant it became, and also in the Metropolitan Museum of Art's costume collection as a revolutionary piece of women's underwear. And further, to my great surprise and honor, I have to say, my business partners and I were just inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. So,
congratulations!
No idea, Dr. Bob. I was solving my own problem, but it really had an impact on so many things. And
You never know. This is my one-year anniversary being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, so I'm going to include you in this. I'm including you in the same year of excitement. And the what's the website that people could find out about you and the book? What's the best place?
www.lisalindahl.com. That's LISALINDAHL.com, LisaLindahl.com, and they can find Unleash the Girls on Amazon or any online retailer. I just want to say about the book, it's really about relationships. You know, it's the storyline is about this incredible journey that inventing this sports bra took me and my partners, but it's really about the challenges we met and moving through those challenges, and how it blew up into this much more significant, bigger deal, and what it took to keep up with that.
You know, it's interesting, like I was mentioning before the show started, this one of the TV specials is the history of Phyllis Schlafly and the whole women's movement and Gloria Steinem, and it's streaming on one of the endless networks. you're going to see a lot about it. It's highly, highly regarded. But again, the idea that you come right out of that, the 70s, women's feminism, the fitness boom, all of these different things that I guess caught you up in this whirlwind that yes. landed you in the Smithsonian, right?
Yes.
I talk
to young women today that don't realize that when I was that young woman, it was unusual to have your own checking account. My older sister, just a few years older than I, she couldn't get her own credit card. I mean, that's what it was like for women just a blink ago. And
yes.
we were in a very male-dominated industry, sporting goods. We were the only woman-owned business in sporting goods when I started that company. It was
let alone sports shoes that for women. Yes, the whole category for years. When we would see these great young soccer players over the years, for example, what's your men's size? So the whole world of women's sports, of course, it's
right.
come a long way, baby, to say the least. The athleticism of women's sports is just unbelievable. One of my biggest worlds is the world of figure skating. My poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion, grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek. I can't believe it's 10 years since that time. But the whole idea, for example, of a 14-and-a-half-year-old women's figure skating champion, you know, this past year, and the explosion gymnastics in this whole world. And like you're saying, when you guys got into the industry, when it came to the sporting world, it was like revolutionary. That's crazy.
Yeah, and the figures hold it up. I mean, in 1972, Title IX was passed, and in 1977, the sports bra was developed, and the numbers of girls and women engaged in an athletic endeavor, and I'm not just talking about being on sports teams, but just being athletic, just it's phenomenal how the numbers just shot up.
Yes, again, with the explosion of millions and millions of runners, thinking mm-hmm. back to those times in sports podiatry with the running boom, one of my co-inductees in the National Fitness Hall of Fame was the great running cardiologist and author, George Sheehan. He was inducted posthumously, yes, last year. And, you know, Dr. Sheehan put podiatry on the map with runners because he was talking about, hey, guess what? Most of the knee problems are foot-related. But the gigantic boom, and there were millions and millions of women runners to get competitively. They wanted to be in shape. They wanted to feel good. And the ability of being much more comfortable, the explosion of all these activities. And I was asking you, whether there were different sports bras for different sports, I'm thinking basketball, tennis, jogging, are there?
Are there different sports bras? Is that what you asked me?
Yes, or could a woman, regardless of the sport her daughter plays, whether my daughter's a tennis player, whether she's a runner, whether she plays basketball, I expect the sports bra to be effective for all sports. I would think that's the case. That's what I was asking.
Well, what we did back in the day, it was really rather brilliant, if I do say so myself. We realized that what was needed was a motion control requirement chart. In other words, whether you were a medium-breasted runner or a medium-breasted walker or a small-breasted tennis player or a large-breasted tennis player, it depended upon the impact of your sport and the size of your breasts.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot
and
of sense.
Know,
we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time, Lisa. Give me some bullets from your book that excite you about Unleash the Girl.
That it's all about your relationships. And the number one relationship is with yourself, and you have to look at yourself and challenge what you perceive are your limitations and push through them, because your business isn't going to grow. Your life isn't going to grow unless you're willing to grow yourself. And
I think you might have lost you. You were talking about what excites you about Unleash the Girls.
You talked
about relationships. You talked about self-relationships of your own. And I think that's, again, one of the things that we talk about so much on The Sports Doctor, regardless of the sport, regardless of the age, or whether it's the parents or the young athletes, you know, the mind game and the mindfulness and everything about yourself has become such a big deal. You know, we were talking, unfortunately, I lost her, Lisa Lindahl, the author of Unleash the Girls and the creator with the fascinating story. I'm so glad we got most of it in with her developing, inventing the sports bra, what initially was the jog bra. And the fascinating story about, I can't remember if it was her sister or one of her friends, they talked about the relationship of a man's jock strap and then thinking about the brassiere and the relationship, again, of motion control and stability of a structure, shall we say, and the fact that they were using that in the creativity. And since it was 1973, in the explosive world of fitness, in the explosive world of women's sports and Title IX and all of these exciting factors, that happened to be the time of the creation of the sports bra and how it became such a symbol that it landed her or the bra itself in the Smithsonian Institute and in the world of important, quote-unquote, women's undergarments. Yeah, I think, Doug, we lost her. And
I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you. Give me your website again real quick, Lisa, before we run out of time, and then please hold on.
Okay, it's www.lisalindahl.com. That's LISALINDAHL. And it's Unleash the Girls, the untold story of the invention of the sports bra and how it changed the world and me.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Dr. Bob.
Everybody,
we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago with Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows, have an endless array of options, go over to newspaper articles. I want to welcome Daniel Stein. He is a physical therapist And he specializes in working with people with physical disabilities. You know how much attention to that we pay on the Sports Doctor. His group is Special Strong. Daniel, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, welcome. Glad to be on the show. And I just wanted to clarify, because a lot of people think personal trainers are the same thing as physical therapists. We're actually considered personal trainers, not physical therapists.
Oh, really? Okay. And the definitely, we pay big attention to both groups, and many times there is which exactly is it? So give us a little background, Dan, on you and what you do and your therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. So quick story on me. You know, when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with a learning disability, and my parents didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to help me, so, you know, they put me on medications. I got counseling, and one of the best things that my parents did try on me was they got me involved in sports. And so I started playing sports. I started playing football, basketball, soccer. I absolutely loved playing sports. And Dr. Bob, I know you're a sports guy, so you can appreciate this. And but my behavior improved significantly. So I was diagnosed with a learning disability, but once I started playing sports, everything seemed to get better. I started to feel better about myself. I got more confident, and even my ability to learn improved. And so naturally, I fell in love with this idea of fitness and working out. And so as I got older, I started going to the gym, started exercising, learning about exercise, and eventually decided to make a career becoming a personal trainer. And I knew that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life because, you know, I loved working out. And I thought, man, if I can get paid to work out and help other people work out, this is what I want to do. So I did that. And through the course of my journey, I got an opportunity to work with a young man with a disability called paraplegia. And so because of his condition, nobody could help him. And they found me as a trainer and said, hey, you know, can you work with this young man? And so I started working with him, and I quickly learned that I had a huge heart for the special needs community. And I also learned that there was nobody else out there doing anything to help people with disabilities. So in 2016, I started my company, Special Strong, and what we do is we provide personal training and group classes to the special needs population. And so here we are now in 2020.
You know, Dan, it's a big deal on the Sports Doctor. Just last month we had on some of the individuals working with multiple sclerosis, Jim Nolan, and some of the different areas of one of our sponsors, Right Fit, Suzanne Gray works quite a bit, written books on exercise and autism. And I think, you know, the benefit and the fact, I think, that the you combine the personal training side with including exercise activity, it makes a big deal. And that whole individual, self-esteem, these other kinds of side, besides physically, doesn't it, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I could tell you countless amounts of stories where we've just seen lives transformed. I mean, I've seen clients who were in their mid-20s with autism. They could never get a job, and they go through our services. They get independent, they get confident, and they get their first-time job. I mean, there's really not more rewarding out there when you something like that happens.
What are some of the conditions, disabilities, you know, you mentioned autism, that you're paying attention to?
Yeah, so obviously autism is a big one. We work with Down syndrome, traumatic brain injuries, you know, stroke survivors. You know, we work with quite a few different wheelchair users, cerebral palsy. We also work with a lot of rare conditions. These are rare conditions that are maybe like a one in a million diagnosis, but because of the way we train in our training program, we can almost work with any kind of condition as long as we have a medical clearance from the doctor.
Yes, and here's the pearl for you, Daniel, from the Sports Doctor on the show, which is pay big attention to the role of orthotics and the whole role of the foot when it comes to all sorts of these disabilities, which is usually ignored by the medical profession quite often, even the physical therapy profession, where there's so much attention to major muscle groups. And sometimes we'll see that the same kind of balance exercises that someone who's physically challenged is doing is the same balance exercises that the best athlete in the group is doing, you know, working on the stability and balance. What age groups do you deal with, Dan?
Yeah, we work with ages 6 and up. Our oldest client that we ever serviced was over 70 years old.
Where are you guys, in Texas?
Yeah, we service North Texas. You know, this year we became a franchise, so soon we'll be expanding to Louisiana, and we're also looking at Arizona also this year.
That's great. Again, I think that there's a tremendous niche in the transition many times, Daniel, between the physical therapy group, neurology group that's working with various physical disabilities, for example, and the ability to move that individual into a gym atmosphere where they're really, you know, the personal training side becomes such a big deal. And the fact that for quite a while, I agree with you, the ability that personal or the attention personal training, especially if it wasn't a hospital-oriented group, would be paying attention, was sometimes lacking. What's the best website for people to find out about your group, Special Strong?
Yeah, just specialstrong.com, just like it sounds. That's the best place to find out more information.
And the individuals that you're working with, as far as these personal trainers that are part of your group, what type of training do they get? Are they certified trainers, personal trainers?
Yeah, so we've got a team of trainers. All of them are nationally accredited certified personal trainers, and then they also have taken our own accredited certification that they also take as well. A lot of them also have bachelor's degrees in kinesiology, but we're when it comes to hiring, we only hire about 1 in 50 applicants, so we're pretty strict when it comes to hiring and criteria.
Yes, and a lot of times we'll see that the sports doctor orients many times towards these groups. Again, when it comes to the role of the foot, biomechanics, alignment, structural integrity, all of these things that sometimes go into overuse problems, especially when we're talking about youth athletics and youth sports. And I would think that there's some clientele, absolutely, that you're working with that are part of sports or school sports or trying to get back into activities, that in between our population who are trying to stay active. Do you find a lot of attention there, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone's familiar with Special Olympics. And so, you know, a lot of our clients are already in Special Olympics and they need sport-specific training, or maybe they don't have the abilities currently to get into Special Olympics. And so many of our clients, I can tell you one I'm just thinking about now, never had done Special Olympics in his life. He worked with us for over a year and he entered into Special Olympics and he actually got first place in several different activities, first place nationally. So that's from our training program. And, you know, Dr. Up, you know the importance of training, especially sport-specific training, and that's how the athletes get ahead.
And many times, again, we also, Daniel, we pay big attention. I call it the mental game. I've had experts in all areas of psychology, psychiatry on the sports doctor talking about from A to Z, whether it's the mental challenge of dealing with a physical disability and or mental neurological disability and or trying to be a competitor, trying to deal with injuries that just are prolonged or repetitive or in so many instances, because we know today in the world of sports, overkill and overdue is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, it's why I co-authored the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of overuse injuries, both mentally and physically in youth sports. You know, if you played and you came up in that world, but the positive sides, I guess, of teamwork, a lot of these things. So I would imagine that you are dealing, you know, I always ask individuals like yourself, then I say, hey, how's your sports psychology skills, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, the mental part is a huge part of what we do. You know, we focus on three things. We focus on the mind, the body, and the spirit. And I think the mind is the most important parts. And, you know, in the case of our clients, many of them have imbalances in the brain. They're actual neurological imbalances. And so it's amazing what exercise can actually do to help restructure the brain. We know the brain is now considered moldable, plastic. And so the brain can literally be rewired specifically by doing certain movements. And that's actually what we do in a lot of our therapy is we perform very specialized brain movements to make the mind stronger.
See, that's it's a big deal. And again, you fit right into some of the importance of exercise and activity. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, for the most part, Daniel, medicine didn't know how to spell the word exercise, or mindfulness, or psychology, and the value of exercise. Again, one of our sponsors on the sports, Dr. Suzanne Gray, with her great organization in sports fitness wellness called Right Fit. She's written books on the relationship on value of exercise and disabilities. And again, that very important point where the brain situations or, you know, how much help, Dan, and excitement is it when you're helping somebody who maybe can get out of a wheelchair? What a big deal that is, right?
Yeah, it really is amazing. And, you know, we caught a video last year, it went viral, where a young man was 18 years old when I started working with him, and he'd been in a wheelchair for 8 years. And I actually caught on video, we had been training for 3 months, and after training for 3 months, we caught him on video walking. So he got up out of the wheelchair on his own, and he actually walked about 100 feet. And it was absolutely incredible. You know, there's nothing like it.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. We're going to talk more about that whole world when we come back. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We'll be right back.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we're talking with Daniel Stein, this young personal trainer who has really paid big-time attention to the whole world of disabilities. He was just telling us a great story about one of his clients who had been in a wheelchair for numerous years, was able to get out of that wheelchair, start functioning. I mean, it's such a we were talking about the tremendous role of the mind dealing with the attitudes in that situation. And again, I'm sorry, Dan, I think I had you in the write-up. We had you mixed up with physical therapy. Personal training is your world and your group, Special Strong, and, you know, paying such attention. You're dealing with individuals. You're dealing with families, you know, parents of some of these kids who you're working with. And that's why I was asking you sometimes, and you're working with the doctors, asked you how your sports psychology skills are, and your people who are working with these challenged clients. You've got to be paying attention to that, like you were saying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How do you find the relationship of the medical world, who are dealing, especially when you're talking about some of these traumatic brain injuries? I can't tell you how many experts I have in the world of concussions on the Sports Doctor. That whole tremendous challenge. and that situation. How is the cooperation with both the physical therapy and the mental, and I'm sorry, the medical community, Dan, with you and your group?
Yeah, so we have great cooperation with therapeutic providers such as physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, recreational therapists. There is no question in the therapeutic community, they understand the value of exercise. There's no question there. We work very well together. Most of our clients have us as their personal trainer, and they also have several other therapists in their tool belt, and that's good. Everything works together. Now, on the medical side of things, we're looking at general doctors, we're looking at specialists, different types of doctors like that. Unfortunately, exercise is not really seen as something that is a solution. So, we've really never had a client come to us and say, "Hey, my doctor told me I needed to exercise."
Yeah. Welcome to the challenge of writing a prescription that says exercise. And for example, being included in insurance and that whole crazy world, it is changing dramatically as the whole world is paying much, much more attention, like we were saying, to the value of exercise, whether it's on the rehab side, whether it's on the health and wellness side, whether it's on the fitness side, or whether we're dealing with the best athletes in the country. We're looking at, can we be a step or two quicker? Can I enhance your balance? Talk about, especially in the world that I specialize in, the world of figure skating, it's getting that whole alignment, which is why I made one of the comments before that often the same balance exercises where you're working with clients who are challenged, Parkinson's, palsy, other kinds of challenges. I can't tell you the value of putting orthotics in children with cerebral palsy shoes over the years, Daniel, because it was ignored, because all of the attention was to the general condition. And no one was paying attention. Is this person in the best shoe for them? Of course, that's my prejudice when we're talking about podiatry and sports podiatry. So you are doing an evaluation, and you're dealing with some of the types of conditions like you were talking about. Traumatic brain injury, again, it's much, much more of a challenge than any of us have realized, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the reason why is there's no traumatic brain injury that is like another. They're all so different. You know, you could get 10 people and they could all get hit on the head the same exact way, you know, and you're going to have 10 different types of brain injuries.
Of course, the world of concussions, which we talk about so much, deal with a lot in the book. Still today, you know, the questions of how long does it take to recover from a concussion, or how much concussion starts really getting us in trouble, or again, what are we going to do with football, let alone youth football, knowing what we know about collisions? This is a tremendous challenge. In so many different areas, as well as, you know, post-military. I would imagine that's got to be a part of your clientele.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we haven't serviced a lot of military veterans. We've serviced a few, but for the few that we have serviced, you know, to your point, you know, it's, again, the mental part of the training is just so important. You know, there was one point when I was working with a former Marine, and he was held underwater during his Marine training. And when he got out of the water for his activity, he was permanently brain damaged. He lost all of his sight, lost his ability to walk. And so he's been that way ever since this incident in the Marines. And so he's on permanent disability. And so we started working together. And, you know, it was very sad, really, to see just him being in a wheelchair all these years. Nobody had ever thought or encouraged him to do anything.
Yeah, you're not in
try and become
you're
more,
not in an easy
right.
field. Young guy, Daniel, you know, you are not, you told me you're 31 years old off the air. You're not in an easy, mental, challenging field. You're almost like you're a front line. A superstar when you're talking about dealing with people like this who are, it's just got to be tremendously mentally draining, but like you mentioned, tremendously challenging when you're helping them.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the reasons I've always felt called into doing what I do is because, remember, as I said earlier, when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with a learning disability. And even to this day, there is still a war going on inside of my mind to stay stable. And so one of the things that I've always used is exercise. And so when I'm working with a client like a Marine who drowned underwater and had a traumatic brain injury, I actually, in many ways, I can put my hand out to that client and say, hey, you know what? I may not have drowned like you did, but I understand the battles that go on in your mind because they've been in my mind too. And guess what? I'm no better than you are. I've just found that exercise is something that has helped me heal and feel
better.
Great
way to look
at
it.
Experience the same thing, you know. So I can.
Great way to look at it today.
Absolutely, yes.
Today the challenge is 10 times bigger. Where you're talking about learning disorders and drugs with children, it's crazy. It's epidemic. It's off the walls, and the ability to add a healthy side of things. Which is why I was talking about my associates on the show and some of the different things we've highlighted over the years, the importance of exercise in those particular areas and everything from performance of a kid in school to their attitude and also to these learning. Whoever saw so much autism times a million or these ADHD kids, and the fact that the prescription drugs is a gigantic problem. And I imagine you're banging your head against that wall, I bet, a lot.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and at the same time, we're also providing a solution. You know, many of our clients have been able to reduce
big time
or even get off medicines. And here's the great thing. We don't have to tell them to get off the medicine. They start to feel better, and the doctor says, hey, I don't think you need this medicine anymore. It's amazing.
Doctors are learning that. You know, Dan, I can't believe we flew by on the time. Give me the website of you and your group one more time before we run out of time.
Yeah, it's going to be specialstrong.com.
Specialstrong.com, Daniel Stein. Dan, thanks so much for joining me. Hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live, unless I'm interrupting the music, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, Sports Doctors In segment. Again, we're getting close. The online course, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In, going to be launching soon. I have a battery on my team of experts. All of them have been guests at one time or another, where I'm going to be a sort of a quarterback coach for sports parents and their young athletes. So we're excited, and I'll let you know when that's ready to launch. some great shows coming up. Old friend of mine, Mrs. V, Veronica Porter, is Aunt V, is joining me next week. Homegrown food, sharing it with schools and communities. Aunt V has got some great stuff going. Gina Bria, the whole world of hydration is her world. So she'll be joining us following week. The tennis pro doc, fellow podiatrist, Dr. Zach Thomas, will be joining me. And then figure skating coach, spin specialist, spinology, Kim Ryan, will be my guest. So we've got some great shows, as always, coming up on the Sports Doctor. Email Gary, my 14-year-old son, loves hockey. He was diagnosed with Hagelin's syndrome, the bump on the back of the heel. You know, Gary, it's fairly common. True Hagelin's is the bone itself is enlarged. Quite often, the soft tissue is thickened because of the excessive rotation of the heel. The great news is very rarely is this a surgical problem. We have the boot fitter punch out the back of the skate. We tell you to go to podiatry. Orthotics are very, very helpful in controlling the motion that's part of the irritating problem here. So very, very often we will see, we might put a pad around that area. We might, again, have the back of the boot punched out by the boot fitter. They get like a window to get the pressure off, and then you want to look big time at orthotics. The exciting part of the orthotics for your son is it will be, when it's properly done, Gary, it'll be two steps quicker. You know, that's, I've been talking for decades about orthotics and skating, figure skating and hockey on the Sports Doctor. That's the exciting side. So pay attention to that. Steve says, is surgery the only cure, correction for hammer toes? Not necessarily, Steve, at all. If somebody has the knuckling of the toes and they don't bother them, who's looking to fix it? They don't make a big deal out of it. If they have problems, usually as we get older, sometimes corns on the top of the toes, on the tips of the toes, are a problem, and they hurt. Now, sometimes you can trim those corns down. Podiatry has been doing that for 100 years. Keep somebody comfortable. They might be in their 60s or 70s, and we might trim those corns down or between the toes. If we're talking about a young adult and those toes are problematic, there's a big area cosmetically in podiatry with women's feet. I'm not a fan of that necessarily. So quite often, if we pay attention early, and foot type is very commonly inherited. Gee, she's got hammer toes just like her mother. She's got the bunions and hammer toes. When the bunion deformity, the enlarged dislocating big toe joint that creates that bump on the side of the foot, that big toe migrates and starts to push the other toes together, bunching them up, sometimes underlapping one, causing almost that knuckle toe. So pay attention to the conservative management, which is proper shoes, depth of the toe box. Orthotics could be a weapon. Surgery is not the only answer unless those things are really bothering you. Paula has a question that I named a book after. You know, why are there so many overuse injuries in youth sports? There's an epidemic of overuse injuries. And again, it's not an acute injury necessarily. Acute injuries just happened. Gee, I sprained my ankle. Gee, you know, my shoulder hurts from throwing too much and it's hurting me. Gee, I fell. I hurt my back. Overuse injuries, we don't necessarily have an incident. I don't know when his ankle started bothering him, Dr. Weil, or her shin splint started. And many times it's too much activity. It's too much. It's too soon. It's too aggressive. The schedules in youth sports, especially at the traveling team levels and some of the competitive levels, are way out of whack. And the overuse problems are many times mental as much as they are physical. Pressure from parents, pressure from coaches. But we start paying big attention to body type, foot type, when we're looking at overuse tendencies. We have a lot of problems with overpronated or flat type feet, which cause sometimes stress to the foot ankle itself, torque, twisting stress to knees, those kinds of problems. I mentioned shin. When we see persistent shin problems, almost always they're foot related. So often we want to pay attention to how aggressive is the schedule? What is this boy or girl's history? Do they have a history of problems? What about their structure? Many times getting a good physical therapist, podiatrist, what's the foot mechanics? Are they in the best shoe? All these things go into the fact, the challenge of overuse injuries in youth sports, and mixed in again with sometimes overkill times 10. I want to talk, Tina says, what about MVP Magazine? MVP Parent Magazine, exciting new magazines available, MVPParent.com. The publisher, Rich Dubin, who's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of our sponsors. It's a tremendous magazine and exciting getting together of so many different experts in so many different areas, keeping your young athlete in the game. The getting together, Lower Extremity Review Magazine has always been proper oriented of medicine, the statistician medicine, the ability of paying attention to facts and what works and what doesn't work. And the same attitude is going into MVP Parent, evidence-based medicine, evidence-based stuff in all areas of the challenge of youth sports parenting. One of the great parts of our book that I co-authored with Hall of Fame volleyballer, radio talk show host, writer of many books, Sharkey Zartman, was the 21 cartoons that were included in so many different areas of the book. It's still available online. It's some of the best information. The third section of hashtag #HeySportsParents, I say, ask the experts. I think half of those experts a part of my online course, Hey Sports Parents. Katie Davis in sports nutrition. Mike Andrews in personal training. Dr. Denise McDermott in adult and child sports psychiatry. Rob Andrews in the whole mental game. So there's so much different expertise. And again, it's a $20 billion a year business, youth sports. Lots of overkill involved. That's one of the big topics. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Stay safe. Stay home. Be educated. The Sports Doctor.